Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Time again for our Pick 3 segment, which this week features new music from one cellist and two sibling duos. Jesse Witten joins us from Denver's Colorado Public Radio, where she is music director for their AM music station called Open Air. Jesse, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
So what have you been listening to lately? A little bit of music from Sweden to kick things off?
You gotta love any music coming from Sweden lately, but First Aid Kit has been pumping us up with some samplers of the album to come in late January, and the newest single I've heard from it is Emmy Lou, and it's just haunting. This is a sister duo, and it's really impressive to see when siblings are actually functional when they work together. But this is just an example of two talented girls making music that is perfect for a lot of situations. I wish I was on a road trip just so I could listen to this album in full.
Does it sound particularly Scandinavian to you?
God, to me, I wouldn't really know where to place it. In a way, you could say it sounds Swedish if you think of other Swedish artists like Licky Lee. There's definitely that strength in female vocals. Mm-hmm. But it's just gorgeous music. Everywhere you look at it.
Yeah, and to me has kind of an American, kind of wide-open Western sound. The song's called Emmy Lou, a reference to Emmy Lou Harris. It's from the band First Aid Kit. Swedish duo of sisters. They call themselves First Aid Kit, and that song is called Emmy Lou. And Jesse said the album comes out later this month, right?
Yeah, January 24th, I think it is.
And it'll be called The Lion's Roar. You hear them mention Emmy Lou and June and then Graham and Johnny. So Emmy Lou Harris, Graham Parsons, June Carter Cash, Johnny Cash. Definitely kind of a shout-out to American country tradition there.
Definitely.
What about This Frontier Needs Heroes? This is another sibling group, isn't it?
It is. It's a brother and sister. It's Brad and Jessica, and they're actually from Brooklyn, New York. So New York may be very familiar with them. And they've got a long history with NPR, being big supporters since they came out with their debut in 2009.
Mm-hmm. The single called 2012, is this from a record, or is this, you know, just kind of like out there on its own?
It's just put it out there. It's in two different versions, and it was released at the tail end of December, I think pretty close to Christmas. So it was a little present from This Frontier Needs Heroes.
All right, let's hear a little bit. The band is out of Brooklyn, brother and sister duo of Brad and Jessica Loretti, and a song called 2012.
Don't believe in certainty, and I don't like routine, but we could be the bestest friends we could ever meet. She don't believe in miracles unless I tell a lie. So what good is it honestly if we say goodbye? So lose yourself, get some help, cause one drives another down. Lose yourself. Reality, hang on to sanity.
That's the new single called 2012 by the Brooklyn band called This Frontier Needs Heroes. Jessie Witten's with us, sharing her pick three. She's music director for Colorado Public Radio's Open Air. And Jessie, nice of you to pick something from my hometown of Brooklyn. What do you got from your neck of the woods?
Sharing this artist. I've loved Ian Cook for years and years and years. He's an amazing man. We had him in studio not too long ago, and he's in his element as a one-man band, just him, his cello, and a loop pedal. And he's got this new album called Fortitude, and every track is really exciting, and the music's really dense. The songwriting is just gorgeous, and the song that I chose is just a really gorgeous story of a fruit bat that falls in love with a flightless bird.
Cassowary and Fruit Bat is the name of the song from cellist and Colorado singer-songwriter Ian Cook. Jessie Witten from Open Air, thanks for sharing your pick three with us on Soundcheck today.
Maybe even bigger than that. I could go with a little less slack bone too, if sacrifices must be made. Oh,